the Timely Beaver number 4 for June 27, 2005. Kick it.
To W-I-L-E-Y, to the Beaver. He's a rad little pimp that's never limp. He's little, furry, brown, and cool. He's sick in his mouth, glass in his hand. He's even got a band. Willie lives in P-Town. He's always down. Parties like half with the girls. Short, blonde, and sweet. 1 foot tall with a long tail. He sometimes eats a veil. Every time and again, someone coming along to ask the Beaver, where's the bong? Beaver says, don't worry, dong. Why don't you come along? I told a story about Willie.
How's it going, everybody? I hope you're doing well this week, and we're happy to be here to bring you one more show. Can I get a sound off on who's here?
It's Mike here, of course, and
Samara is here this week.
Right on. So let's get to business, people. Let's start talking about all the important things that happened to us during this week, because it was an oh-so-important week.
You know, I finally getting this bus mural going. I went to the paint store and got the painting material so I can prime the bus so I can get the artist on board to paint the inside. I'm doing this really cool mural of a duality between heaven and hell on the inside. It's going to have clouds and lightning bolts and all kinds of monsters and stuff. It's going to be really, really sweet.
It's going to be really sweet. You're going to have that ready for wine tasting. I think we need to take wine tasting tours in the bus.
Oh, definitely. I also got a bachelor party gig for the bus for...
You got a bachelor party gig?
Yeah,
that's
bachelor
awesome.
Party gig for the bus on in mid-August, so
it's going to be pretty cool. Who's getting married?
My friend Candy that I was overseas with. She's getting married to
Tom.
Oh,
cool.
It was pretty cool. That's who I went to the barbecue last night was over at her place.
Oh, right on. So, this mural. I haven't seen the actual artist rendition, but you said you had one. Now, you said it's like a heaven and hell type thing.
It's a transition between when you walk in the beginning of the bus, and that is your kind of, it's the nice area. And as you go back to the speakers, because I have very expensive speakers in the back of the bus.
The spell.
It's louder than, I can play a rock concert. It's that loud. I can blow people's eardrums out, no problem with this thing. It's ridiculous. And anyway, so the back of the bus, that's where always all the bad stuff happens, you know. Fun times happen back there, so that's going to be the evil side. It's going to be dark, clouds, lightning bolts, you know, lots of reds and purples and deep, deep colors. And the front's going to have nice cloudy sky and stuff. So.
What are you going to do the outside of the bus, though?
Outside stands school bus yellow.
Sweet.
But I need to get more bands to, the band. I want to paint a band's logo on the outside of it.
Well, I'm sure we got a lot of local bands that would want a free advertising.
Yeah, exactly. Northwest bands.
Yeah, Northwest bands, and there's a lot of them, you know. And if you were to have a mural or something on the outside, so how? Let me go back. Let me take a few steps back here. How do you want to promote bands on the outside of your bus? Was it stickers, like graffiti the rear tail of the bus and stickers? Or?
No, I'm thinking painting a giant mural. Like I have the Coca-Cola sign on the bus. So I'm thinking painting a. That
little
size, you know, the letters are like
different bands.
The letters would be like 1 foot tall. Big
one
I'm talking big, big, big letters.
Wouldn't it be cool to fit like mini bands?
Or mini bands on that would be cool too.
I think
actually.
That would be cool.
Maybe that's probably a better idea.
Maybe you just need to paint a big live 105 sign on the back of your bus. A radio station from San Francisco, you know.
Nice.
Maybe I can put Willie's bus.
Mural of Willie on the back. That would be pretty damn tight.
We gotta have Willie. How's Willie doing anyway?
Willie's doing good, though. You know, he had a great time going on the road, though.
Yeah, he had a good time seeing Bly last week. He got a little hammered and kind of rambled off about things being so organic that he just wanted to gnaw on them all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We made people, he made people leave the room. It was pretty,
yeah.
It was pretty funny.
And then he went on a 420 walk down to the Circle K to get some wood chips.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
So, guys, Willie needs to go camping next weekend.
4th of July weekend next weekend. We got our buddy Chris is coming out to visit us. Chris from college. He's a crazy man. And really cool guy. He's coming up, flying up here, and we're going camping. We're taking the bus. Too bad.
I wish I was here. Why do I have to?
Ted.
I'm going home to see my folks.
Family
and,
stuff.
But that's
you
the
have
one thing.
To do that.
Family stuff. But I am hijacking Willie, and Willie is coming with me and Emily down to
Wait
California.
A second.
Yeah.
Willie's going on a
big trip.
He's going on the airplane. He won't be packed in the luggage. He'll be heading over, and hopefully he'll be hitting up the golf links and terrorizing some of the people around my parents' home.
So we're going to have to put that on a future show then.
Yeah, I'm going to try to record it and get Willie interacting with people.
Cool. So what do we got going on today? We got Microcosm.
Yeah, Microcosm's playing today, so you got to stay tuned and listen to them. And what else do we have?
We have Willie's kind of hanging out in the Columbia Gorge right...
That's right, he's hanging low from the law.
He's hanging low, those gunshots are pretty crazy, so he's just taking it easy right now. And we got another Meg's List, and yeah, it's going to be a great show. So,
all right.
Hang out.
My life as a cat. I love to rest on the couch, waiting for my owner to come home and feed me. Yeah, it's a tough life I live, you know, sitting here, licking myself, playing with string, eating. People always come over and pet me. I can be bitchy whenever I want, and everybody still loves me. I'm never bored hanging around the house all day. I have tough decisions to make, though, too. Like, which couch to lay on, or whose bed to sleep on. And, of course, which roommate to beg for food. Yeah, I have a tough life being a cat.
Sweet. Whatever that was, I'm going to eat it. Ah, God, whatever that was, it was awesome. Another goddamn hairball.
Don't you hate it when you puke up an awesome piece of roadkill all because of a stupid furball? Well, all that's happened to us now and again, but why when there's no need for that? With Furby Gone, you can eat all you want. The fur, the meat, the roadkill, the bugs, mosquitoes, larvae, anything at all. And have no worries about those nasty furballs.
Me, 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 me.
Even Willy won't let a small snatch of fur ruin a good piece of meat.
Thanks, Furby Gone. Now less hair comes out my mouth and more comes out my butt.
In some clinical studies, Furby Gone has been known to cause fuzzy fecal formations, abnormally small penises, excessive hair growth in unwanted areas. Do not take if you are pregnant, nursing, laying eggs, or have recently had anal intercourse.
Hope you guys like those last segments. My Life as a Cat's a new segment we're doing here. And coming up, we have Microcosm coming out of Corvallis, Oregon with their song, Flute Dub.
Thank you.
Oh, Willie, yeah, it's such a beautiful day here today. Yeah, oh, it's so nice to have you here. And, yeah, the pond is great. You did such a good job building it. All the hot beavers like to hang out here. Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah. No, it's such a great place. And, you know, we love the woods and stuff, and it's wonderful. So, yeah.
Hey, yo, Willie, bro, where's Dad? Where's Dad at? You know, do you think you're, like, ever going to forgive him for losing that bet to the traveling salesman? I mean, Fred Meyer can't be that bad. Don't worry about it, Willie. You know, Dad's just wrapped up in all that crazy politics of trying to build a casino at the Lax.
What's that noise?
Hey, that's a wolf. Somebody hired a hit wolf. How'd they find us? Who told them? Where do we live? Mike must have hired a hit wolf.
Like, oh my God, he's totally going after Willie.
Run, Willie, run!
The balls, Willie! Watch out for the balls!
Way to go, Willie, dude. Nice, narrow escape. You made him fall off Multnomah Falls. Awesome. I'm glad you made it. But, you know, with all this stuff that happened, are you going to learn a lesson from this and stop messing around with other guys' girls?
Oh, Willie.
Whew, Willie, that was a close one. All right, up next we got Mike bitching about the tow truck company. All of us can relate to that one.
The tow company has really made me mad. A couple weeks ago, I was at a bar drinking, and I drove with my friends, and one of my friends was going to be the DD and drove the car back. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, and we walked out of the bar to go get in my car and go home, my car was not around. There was this tow truck that had a old Chrysler LeBaron on the back of it, and this one black guy was running down the street chasing his truck, his car. It's crazy. Yeah, so a tow company told me, and then I called and bitched him out about taking my car, and I was pretty intoxicated, and I yelled at them, and they actually hung up on me, and eventually I called back and wasn't so mean and got the address and stuff. So next day I went and picked up my car, and they charged me $259 to tow my car 4 miles and store it for less than 12 hours. And I thought that was just bullshit. I mean, $259 is just ridiculous. Way, way overpriced. So I was like, this is crap. I'm filing a complaint. So I filed a complaint with the Better Business Bureau. And I just got response from that yesterday. And it's more bullshit. Turns out the business said that there's nothing you can do about your expensive rates because you were parked illegally and our rates are registered with the city. So tough. And I was like, fucking A. It's a bunch of crap and I am pissed. So I'm filing more complaints with somebody else. I'm going to find out who.
Hello, everybody. You have just listened to Willie running from the hit wolf. And now we are going to listen to a little of a song called Jacko by Microcosm.
Thank you. age school kids out there. This is Rock Idol with Vince Lee. Today I'll be teaching you how to headbang properly to keep your dignity and still get those hot groupies. All right! To truly understand headbanging, we need to get to the root of the words to understand their individual meanings. Oxford Dictionary describes head as the upper part of the human body, typically separated from the rest of the body by the neck. The head, regarded as the location of intellect, imagination, and memory. I always thought head meant something totally different, if you catch my drift. Ha ha! All right. And banging, not in the terms of doing your groupies, is described as to strike down someone forcefully and noisily, typically in anger, in order to attract attention. Okay, so we put the words together to form head banging. I would think the term would mean to move the upper part of the human body forward and backward repeatedly in a sharp manner to loud, noisy music. Got it? Good. All right. First step to properly headbang is doing neck stretches before your show. I usually do them on the tour bus while a groupie is going down on me. So you move your neck in a circular motion like a well-cooked piece of asparagus until all your muscles are totally limber, like that chicken in between your legs. The second step to properly headbang is to get your groove on in terms of moving your head forward and backward to the music, kind of like those little devices those haggish old piano teachers used. Oh, bad. Nah, man, bad visual. Bad visual. All right. Finally, the last step to headbanging properly is long hair. Long, luxurious, flowing locks of hair. And I'm not joking about this, people. We'll discuss this further in our next lesson about hair care tips. Long hair makes your headbanging seem to do like a tremolo on the fretboard. Like a na-na-na-na-na-na-na. You know, that type of effect. This is easily accomplished through the slight exaggeration when moving your head from the forward to backward motion. So if you practice for an hour a day, you'll be headbanging like a pro in no time. Again, this has been Rock Idol with Vince Lee.
Hey everyone, I want to thank you for listening to the old Hair Be Gone, My Life as a Cat. I guess it was Fur Be Gone, actually. Willie's Great Escape from the Hit Wolf, Mike's Voice Memo Minute, Rock Auto with Vince Lee, and I'd like to especially thank the musical talents of Microcosm for playing on the show today.
They were
fun.
Sweet.
I dug that.
They were cool.
Go, Matt!
Woo! Nice one, Matt.
Yeah.
So is this like our goodbye for the show?
This is goodbye.
This is goodbye. We're gonna say goodbye. I'm so sad.
Only for a week though. It's
what?
Not that bad.
And next week we're bringing you a special patriotic edition of the Timely Beaver for all those patriotic Americans out there who want to go out and celebrate the 4th.
Cause at least I know what.
Because I know I can't stand up next to him. All right. But anyways, people, we hope you had fun.
Yeah, remember to check out the website, www.timelybeaver.com.
Yeah, check out timelybeaver.com for all your photos and other knickknacks that you might want to see from the show.
And no more emails about masturbating to the pictures, people. That's just too.
Yeah, masturbating to pictures
those,
is not good.
Those were cool with me.
You can email them to Aaron.
Just keep it
real. Better than me, baby.
Just keep it real when you're out there looking at pictures.
Minus right. 99 cents a minute on your download. Right. Keep the money coming in.
All right, people. Well, have a good one. We'll see you next week.
Willie out.
Willie out.